If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to quite possibly the weirdest episode of Is It Just Me you will ever hear in your life. We are doing something different. Everybody's doing everything different these days, aren't they? And we're doing this remotely. I can't even see my other guests. I'm thankful as hell that they can't see me right now, sweating away with my headphones on. But they're giggling. They're giggling. We don't know if it's happily or maniacally or just from the hysteria of modern living that is this COVID life that we're all dealing with. But we are so grateful to be here for this quarantine special. I'm your host, Jo Elvin. We've also got our other host, James Williams.
Hello, everyone. Hi,
it's
Jo.
It's you. Hi.
I know I can't see you, but I can hear you. Don't worry.
Well, and that took a while, didn't it?
So
it took a lot of me trying different devices with my headphones and getting yelled at by my husband for never knowing what to do. But we're here now. We're here.
I'm going with the adage, bad dress rehearsal, good show.
Yeah. And it's going to be a great show because you know who we've got today, don't you?
I do indeed.
Well, we think it's her. She could have got a doppelganger to stand in and gone out and drinking tequila in the sun. But we have TV presenter, model, radio presenter extraordinaire. It's the one and only Lisa Snowden.
Yay.
Hello.
Hi.
It is me. It is me. I haven't got a doppelganger or a double, but I was drinking tequila quite heavily at the weekend. Were you spying on me?
Well, you showed me.
Did I take a picture?
No. We did a FaceTime. Don't you remember?
I don't remember that.
Well,
no.
It stands to reason that you don't remember.
There was clearly a lot of tequila.
Tequila that I started drinking at about 11:30 on Saturday morning. It was Easter weekend.
And I respect that. Drinking. Yeah.
I know you do, Elvin.
Yeah.
But this is the crazy corona time we live in now where cocktail hour is sneaking earlier and earlier every day.
Oh, that's good
every
news.
Day.
Yeah.
Every day. I mean, I was thinking I need to give my liver a break, but then I get to the evening and I'm like, but why? You know, what else is there to do? It's 1 o'clock.
Well, somebody said to me, the other day, they find, and I think it is true, it's actually the cocktail hour. It's that 5 to 7 window that's really tough. Because that's when you think, oh, yeah. Because once you get to dinner, you're like, okay. But it's the 5 to 7 bit I'm really struggling to resist drinking.
But I also just feel so sorry for the winemakers. Who will think of them? We need to support them. That's all. That's what I'm doing. I don't know about you guys.
But, and the tequila makers, Jo.
I will not leave any grapes behind during this crisis. I'm not going to do it. What the hell are you up to, Lisa? I know you did the telly this morning.
I did the telly this morning. It's so strange. So I've been having these mini meltdowns in the morning when I have to set up a Skype account and then the Skype disappears and then they want me to broadcast live from my living room. And then it's trying to find a presentable, suitable spot in the house that's A, tidy, that B, looks okay, that is well lit and all of the above. So, I mean, it's quite... There's a lot to get sorted. And then I'm like praying that the Skype line doesn't go down and then I can barely hear or see anybody whilst we're broadcasting live. But I have been doing fashion and kind of getting people to kind of, we had a dress up Thursday thing last week where we got everybody to dress up and put on really fun clothes and make a bit of an effort and as if they were sort of going out for the day or the night. So that was quite fun. We're just basically trying to put a smile on people's faces and, you know, Holly and Phil and Eamon and Ruth are considered key workers. So the show is carrying on every day. So, you know, we're broadcasting remotely. We're kind of adding our little, like, you know, bit here and there. And that's what I've been doing, as well as a few little podcasts and a few interviews here and there. So just kind of keeping it going. I mean, not obviously on the same scale as I usually do, but, you know, there's more work around than I thought there would be initially. It is very strange.
And then we've dragged you onto our podcast.
Then you dragged me onto this, and so far so good. We could hear each other.
Basically, if you ask Lisa for any favours at 11:30 in the morning when she's had a tequila, she'll say yes.
I'll say yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the key time to get me in the morning.
Oh, I know exactly. It must be terrifying. There's tech meltdowns. And did you find, I just find that I've never hated my house more than during this time. Because
it's yeah, so like very, that look good.
Very, very self-conscious about every part of it now.
I know. I'm like, I had a nice plant and I thought, oh, but is the plant pot okay? You know, you thought sort of start analysing every little thing. And then I'm just looking around going, well, that's a bit shit there. So let's not do it there. And then there's wires underneath that table as well. And I sort of, I'm scrutinising and analysing every little area of the house. And I mean, I've done a Zoom chat with you. I've done a house party chat with you. And we're always in the same angle where we're just in front of the stairs because we've got quite a nice few pictures on the stairs. And that feels like the only suitable area to actually... you know, let people see into our lives.
I love you. I love you because I was saying this earlier to a friend. We've now all got that Zoom approved area of our house that everyone is happy with. After about a month in lockdown, you've now found your angle. You found the good lighting. You found the good shot composition of your house.
I'm still searching.
Well, the thing that does make me laugh is I'm sick to death of seeing bookshelves because everyone has got this idea that, oh, I'm going to be broadcast to the nation. I'm going to sit in front of bookshelves because it makes me look smart. Have you noticed? Yeah, everyone is doing it. So I'm trying to not do the bookshelf cliche.
I've got photo frame shelves because I've, you know, my husband and I are both working from home and we've got designated areas of the house. And this is where I've been told I can sit and work in this room. So that's why I haven't chosen it because I think it's all arty. And the other thing is, like, because I've been on a lot of FaceTime chats with Lisa and Kelly Hoppen. I mean, can you imagine? It's like, you know, you feel, and Kelly Hoppen has made it known that she's not happy with any of us when we've got our cushions on an angle. I mean, that's the standard we're looking at. So I feel very self-conscious. Yeah.
Plumping the cushions on the sofa, I always think of Kelly now. I'm like, whoops, don't put it on an angle, don't put it on an angle.
I know.
And then when we did a house party chat in front of said photos on stairs, and Kelly was like, I'm just trying to see your artwork and just trying to see what you've got. And I was like, no, you don't need to, you really don't need a closer look. Stay where you are, Hoppen. Get back in
your house. Oh my God.
So for the record, cushions should always be straight on.
Yes.
Angles.
I'm with Miss Hoppen on that front.
We can get Kelly's philosophies on this because I'm going to make sure that she, I'm going to make her come up to the podcast as well. So yes.
Also, Lisa, you're still doing is it Self-Care Sundays you're still doing a lot?
Yeah. So I've been doing this Self-Care Sunday, which basically I started a couple of weeks ago and it was just for myself really to tackle all these sort of beauty areas that we usually go to the professionals to, you know, and they deal with it for us. So said roots and hair and nails and bikini waxing and all these areas that we now have to kind of try and tackle ourselves. And so I thought I'd make a little series out of it. And the first week I did roots and kind of, because I don't want to go to the supermarket or to the pharmacy and buy a box dye. I think I'll leave it to the professionals. So I'm holding out until when we're finally out of lockdown. But I wanted some kind of quick fixes, remedies that weren't going to destroy my hair whilst we're in lockdown. So I found some really good like sprays and some powders that you can cover your roots if you've got grey coming through, and some sort of nice natural tints that are mousses that you can leave in, like a leave-in conditioner, you know, little things like that that just improve the texture, the tone, the colour. It helps to tone down any brassiness. And then I tackled hair removal creams, lotions and waxes at the weekend. It wasn't pretty. It was a bloody mess. It was such a goddamn mess. And I ended up like ripping some of the skin on certain areas of my body. It was a bloody mess. I didn't show all of those bits, but I did very much, I was very graphic in my description of what was happening as and when it did happen. But yeah, it's just about sort of like it's like DIY beauty. It's things that we can do at home now because we have to do it at home. You know, some of my friends are on the fence. They're like, oh, you know, nobody's seeing me. I don't really care. But I think it's still important to, you know, get up in the morning, have a shower, have some sort of routine and some sort of structure for your day. I think you feel so much better when you do get dressed out of your pajamas. You know, the odd day you can be really slobby and sort of, you know, not get dressed. But I think that for me, mentally, it makes me feel so much better. So this Self-Care Sunday is about tackling all of that stuff, as well as wellness and mental wellness as well.
I'm with you all the way down to, I draw the line at the pubes. I'm just going to keep tucking those in.
Just going to tuck
them in. And then at the salon is going to have the worst day of their life once lockdown is over.
Yeah. Joe, it's only been 4 weeks, but surely not at the tucking in stage already.
I'm always national park status sort of level anyway. So,
Is it like 70s joy of sex bush?
Yeah. Well, I'm a 70s child. Yeah. And, you know, hey, the thing is, I've lost the ability to filter. I've been on my own for so long, I don't even care what I tell you anymore.
No, do you know what? I think that's really common. I think it's a common thing about lockdown. So many of my friends have lost any filter. Like, people are volunteering such personal info. It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. It's so refreshing. I love it. May that always just be the case, you know, just absolutely. Really candid, really brutally honest. We do tackle pubes, but there's some great creams out there, Joe. Literally, it takes like 5 minutes. You just whack it on, wash it off, and they're gone. It's amazing.
Well, all right, I'll look out for that.
Ross might appreciate it. That's what I'm saying. Thinking of your husband.
What's he?
He already hates what you wear. At least let him love you when you're naked.
I'll think about it. I'll bear it in mind.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's always drunk enough to just tolerate anything at the moment.
That is true. I can barely see straight by the time I go to bed, so let's be honest.
Lisa, are you on a tequila now, Lisa?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. But I really fancied an Aperol Spritz because I knew I was going to be talking to Joe, and I thought, the sun's out. It feels like it's 4 o'clock. I've done a lot of work.
I need Lisa's to be drunk before I speak to Joe.
I need to be slightly inebriated. Yeah.
It's a good rule of thumb to live by, to be honest.
Yeah, and just make sure you speak to her every day. but no, I haven't drank yet, no. And I'm trying to give my liver a break for the week, but I have to let you know how that goes. I don't know if it's going to work.
I'm on day one of that break.
I think the liver is just going to have to suck it up until this is over. We've all got to sacrifice.
It's true.
You know, just have a word with that liver. But Lisa, what are you tackling on Self Care Sunday this week?
This week it's going to be brows. Be eyebrows, but I'm not. I mean, yeah. And then I'm going to do different things like gratitude and small things like that, just to kind of and stuff to help you sleep, you know. But natural remedies, not like hardcore stuff.
Jokes aside, I think gratitude is really important at the moment. Not to be a downer, but it as grim and as miserable and as boring as all of this is for people self isolating. It's, you know, we will get through it. And I think it's good to take those moments to think, well, what's good about now? What can I be happy with right now?
Absolutely. Don't you think? And that's what I wanted to touch on, because, you know, some people can't leave their house to go and, get a new pair of tweezers or want to do any, you know, bikini waxing or anything like that. And I totally get that. So I wanted to just kind of touch on lots of different areas. And I think gratitude, we can all do that. We don't need anything. We can just sit there with our thoughts in the morning, in the evening, and just, you know, say thank you and appreciate 5 good things that happened in that day. Or, you know, if you sleep really well, like first thing in the morning, just to try and conjure up a few things that just help you feel grateful for your health, for how you are at the moment. And I think that really does make a big difference to A, before you go to bed, going to sleep, your sleep quality will improve. And C, when you wake up in the morning as well, just setting that sort of tone for the day. So really simple things like that, having a gratitude diary if you want to write things down, things like that. So I wanted to touch on loads of different elements with Self-Care Sunday, because I think self-care starts in your mind as well as just like the beauty aspect and that sort of superficial level. It can go much more deeper.
Marvelous.
Forgive the obvious question, Lisa, but for people who want to get involved and they want to catch this, I'm assuming, is this on Instagram?
It is on Instagram. Yeah, I just had to make it really easy. It's just on my IGTV and I just do it every Sunday at 7 o'clock. That's if I don't have any technical issues, which I usually do. And sometimes they don't load. And I did my first ever self-care Sunday that went out on a Monday. So I was like, technically, Sundays and Mondays are kind of blending into one.
Exactly.
So, you know, it didn't really matter. But yeah, it's on my IGTV. Marvelous. Yeah.
Well, check it out, everyone. Sunday, Monday, or whenever you feel like it, get involved with Easter Self-Care Sundays.
Thank you, James.
Oh, that's all right. All right, then. Well, now, shall we get on to the real, you know, order of the day here, discussing some very serious topics. Shall we get on to that?
Absolutely.
I was
expecting a drum roll or some sort of...
I don't know. Well, Joel, the producer, would put the nice drum roll in post, Lisa.
She really had to think about that, I thought, for a minute. She's thinking, I know. Won't I? Have I had enough of this?
I've got to keep talking to these buffoons for a bit longer.
Yeah.
I was like, what, it's not over yet? What do you mean?
Yeah, I know. Honestly.
No, you've got to work a lot harder than this, I'm afraid, Lisa.
Go for it.
This 6 hours will fly by, mate. Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay, so first up this week, Lisa Stone and Joe Elvin, is it just me? And I caught myself doing this the other day and I thought, is this really weird? Anyway, before this gets any weirder, I was putting on aftershave.
I'm like, what were you doing?
Yes. This is going well.
Too much information. I know.
See? No.
Not enough. Yeah.
I'm barely getting started. No. Yeah. I was putting on aftershave and I had a real out-of-body moment. I said, he went, why are you putting on aftershave to sit at home with your dog? You're not going to see anyone. And it was one of those moments I actually went, this is the reason why. Because, you know, I'm vain, but I've always said I'm vain for myself. I'm not vain for other people. I just like looking after myself. I like smelling nice. I like nice clothes. And I thought this is a classic example that proves that's why I do it. Because I was literally putting on my aftershave because it's part of my routine. It's part of me putting my armor on, getting ready for the day. And I just thought, you know, that was it. I thought, I'm not alone in this. Am I? It's not just me being weird and putting on, you know.
It's part of your daily routine. And I think that you still have to have that, you know. You still have to shower. You still have to brush your teeth, put nice clothes on. And a little, you know, squirt of perfume. That really does make a big difference. It helps lift your mood, those smells, it's very sensory. And I think it's so important. And I think, like you said, you do it for you. You wear it for you. It's not, you know, to turn somebody's head in the street. It's actually to make you feel better about yourself. So I've been putting perfume on. I've been putting deodorant on. I mean, I've been doing all of that. Still putting on my SPF and sun, you know. I haven't been putting makeup on every day, but I've been making a bit of an effort because, you know, I still want to feel human. And I think, you know, by putting on a bit of body cream and a bit of perfume, you do still feel quite normal and quite human. And it's like you're getting dressed for the day.
How embarrassing is this? I've still been thinking about my outfits and still thinking, do you know what I mean? Like I certainly wouldn't go to Milan Fashion Week in what I'm wearing today, but I feel like, I don't know, it's the way I separate as much as I possibly can the work day from the home day. I'm finding that really hard at the moment, that there's no separation between when I start work and when I end work, because it's all in the same place now. Do you know what I mean?
And you're always drinking.
Yeah, always drinking, always. I mean, right now, but the day might've gone a bit smoother, but, and I don't know, I just feel like I never know. You, Lisa, don't really have a boss in the same way. I don't know when my boss might suddenly want to see me on Zoom. And if I look like I've given up, then that's not going to go down very well, is it?
No, you still have to. And like you said, because everything's in this one place, you know, you can't leave to go anywhere.
No.
You have to still make an effort. And I think that's amazing that you've been getting your looks together. I don't know if you plan them. You probably just before you go to bed, like getting them all out or do it in the morning. I don't know. Either way, I think it's really important. And I think it's great that you're doing that. And you just, otherwise it's just, so George and I, we were convinced had COVID-19, you know, when we first.
Oh, no, I think you did. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were feeling really shit. And there were a few days where I literally couldn't. I just didn't want to get out of bed. And George was like, come on, you have to make an effort. And for those days when I really couldn't get out of bed, I didn't. And we slept. But for the days where I was feeling a bit like, you know what, I could make an effort, I pushed myself to do it. Got out of my pajamas, had a shower and put something on. Again, I wouldn't have gone to Milan Fashion Week either. And today I wouldn't. But it's just about making an effort, you know, just putting on some clothes. And I just think it just makes a whole heap of difference to your attitude. And I think it's so important that we do that right now, just have that structure and that routine. Otherwise, you're just going to slob around doing nothing. And like you said, it just makes you more motivated. And when you've got to speak to your boss, you know, all of a sudden he pops up on, you know, Google Hangouts or Zoom and you're a bit like, ha-ha, I'm still here working hard. You know, otherwise, it's just, it'll just be like, well, what the hell is she doing at home? You know, she's in the garden just getting hammered all day.
It's a very good question. What the hell am I doing? But also for our partners, I think, you know, you can't just look like Stig of the Dump 24/7, can you?
That's just weekends. I mean, you know, it all goes rapidly downhill after about 5 o'clock, let's be honest. But, you know, and I think we've all still got our slippers on. You know, some people are still doing Zoom chats with their sort of shirts and ties and then sitting in their shorts doing it, which I know a couple of people have gone, one of my dad's friends went viral. He was like, my mate's gone viral wearing this hilarious outfit where he's half dressed. And I was like, yeah, dad, he's not the only one. But, you know, I think you still need to make a bit of an effort. And for yourself. So the perfume, spray it not just once, spray it a few times a day. That's what I say.
So what you're wearing right now, Lisa?
You mean perfume-wise or outfit-wise?
Everything. Talk me through it.
I'm wearing this little Hush. It's like a little loungewear outfit, and it's just a little.
I knew it'd be something glamorous.
Well, it's sort of glamorous. It's not massively glamorous. I was doing a piece on this morning today, and it was about exactly what we're talking about, just making a bit of an effort, but still being quite comfortable. So if you do have to jump into a chat. So I've got this bright pink kind of, it's a little sweatshirt, but it's got this little puff sleeves on the shoulder detail, a little puff shoulder detail. It's split to the elbow, so it's super comfortable. And it's a bit more fitted than a big, heavy hoodie sweatshirt. And then I've got these, you're going to love these bottoms, actually. They're from Hush again. And they've got rainbow around the bottom of the, and the rainbow around the waist.
I'm all about a rainbow.
Yeah. So they're navy blue, and then they've just got like a rainbow waistband, and then little rainbows around the ankles. They're super cute. And then a little bright
pink top. Bike them over. Yeah.
Yes, I will. They need washing now because I've been in them all day.
But maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I like it like that. Maybe that's
maybe
more appealing. Yeah.
Maybe you do.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a whole niche area. You're so niche. I love it. That's what I'm wearing. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing black and white striped little trousers that have sort of got a drawstring. They're cotton, but they're pajama-y style. And then a red shirt with a horse on it.
Nice.
And you know, I didn't really think very much about that this morning, but it kind of works.
I like it. The stripes.
The dog is really impressed.
Well, that's the main thing.
Yeah,
that's the main thing.
That's the only person I'm dressing for these days is Bingley, so he appreciates the.
Well, he's got very high standards.
He hates the aftershave. That every time I put my aftershave on, he sneezes. So he's probably not appreciating it, but still, I'm keep. What's that,
Lisa? He might be thinking that you're going out. He might be paranoid because I think that you know, we were talking about this. The dogs in our lives, even though you know we want to get a dog desperately, but we're just thinking about how they're going to feel when all this lockdown is over after having everybody's attention and being with them 24/7.
I think my dog's going to be well chuffed that we all piss off for a while. I think we're all getting under her feet.
Do you think?
I am slightly worried because I've done quite a good job with Bingley's separation anxiety, but it is a genuine concern, actually. I am thinking, God, he's with me now the whole time. And I'm a bit worried about it because they're suddenly going to be like, where are you going?
I think when you start spraying your aftershave, you might be thinking, hang on a minute, Dad's going out. What's going on?
He's heading out. But I've got to say, if there is ever a time I'm glad to have Bingley, it's now.
Oh.
Yeah, because it would be... dogs are made for quarantine. Cause even when you're having those moments of going, oh, God, they're just there and they just look so happy and they're always pleased to see you. So, yes, it's a good time to have one.
You can always FaceTime me, James.
That's true.
I'll take your call.
Oh well, if you are sat at home, guys, listening to us, and you're wondering, it's great to have us back. Thank you so much. But also, you know, we love hearing from you. So if you have any suggestions, and we know you've got loads of time on your hands right now, so do send us an email at isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. Send us your suggestions for topics you'd like us to mull over. We'd love to hear from you.
Lisa Snowden, James Williams. Is it just me who's getting really very quickly fed up with all the quarantine shame? Do you know what I'm talking about? That feeling that I should have learnt Mandarin and sort of like renovated my entire house and built a village in all this spare time I've got. I've got to tell you something. I haven't got any spare time. I have never worked harder in my life. In my life.
Well, I was saying this earlier to a friend. I feel like at the moment, my group of friends and myself, we fall into one of two categories. Some of my friends are busier than they've ever been because I think working remotely or just the nature of the work they do, like, you know, my friends who are accountants, for example, are so busy. And obviously anyone who's a key worker are so, so busy. And then there are more creative types like me who basically are sat here going, right, I've got nothing to do for 2 months because literally our entire industry has been more or less decimated. So it is this really weird disconnect, I think, where you've got people who are very, very busy and people who then literally are now trying to find something to do with their time. And obviously I fall into the latter category. And I have to say, I'm feeling quite a bit of that kind of people almost ringing me up in the morning going, so what's your plan for the day then? And I'm a bit like, I don't know.
And
I
put on some aftershave and then take it from there.
Walk the dog, you know. But in all seriousness, I do have a little bit of low level anxiety because, you know, I have lost income. I've got too much time on my hands. It's not a great time for anyone, but I am very aware that there are people way worse off, and I'm not going to sit here and moan about it. But at the same time, you know, it's not great. But I just feel at the moment, I'm just trying to get through each day. So I'm not going to put pressure on myself. And to be honest, just getting through each day is enough for me. I don't need people turning around to me 3 weeks in saying, oh, and like you said, Joe, almost like, oh, so why haven't you learned a new skill? And why can't you do pottery? And,
If you just get your bikini line sorted out, you'll be ahead of the game, I mean. Just get that much done. What about you, Lisa?
No, I totally hear you. I mean, it's, do you know what? I think I'm with you, James. We are every day we don't know how we're going to feel, you know. It is a struggle. Yeah. There's so much anxiety out there. We're in such an alien situation where we can't leave our houses. We can't see the people that we love, you know, except, you know, thankfully I'm with George. You're with your family. Is it Bingley, James, your dog?
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, you've got your core kind of support around you, but it's like you want to see your friends. You want to go out there. I'm worried about my mum and dad. You know, if I watch too much news, I get myself into a total funk. And, you know, I just feel really shit about myself and I feel really emotional. So I will not succumb to that pressure of people being like, I thought you were going to try and learn French and, you're going to try and get a six pack for the summer. And I'm like, do you know what? I'm just taking it day by day. And, you know, yes, I'm still working from home when I can. It is a bit of a hustle. We're all hustling around trying to make things work. You know, I want people to, you know, miss me. So I still want to have a job. So I still want to try and, you know, represent and do what I need to do. But at the same time, I think it's just such a strange time for us all. And we just have to do what we can and take each day by day, because it is quite scary and it is worrying. And, you know, if you are in self-isolation and you can't go out, you know, you're just trying to fucking feed yourself from day to day. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't think that we need to succumb to the pressures of all of these, like, what are you doing new? What are you learning? Yeah. You know, I think we just have to go slowly and just do it at our own pace, because, you know, sod the pressure. It's just, it's not fair.
If ever there was a time for everyone to cut everyone massive amounts of slack, it's now. I think, like I said, you know, some people are more productive by nature, and some people, like I said, just need to just, you know, take a minute to figure it out. You know,
Isn't it amazing the way we're so good human beings at inventing things to pressurize ourselves about?
Yeah.
So, you know, I will see somebody living their best life and learning Italian or French, and I will immediately feel inadequate and resentful and like it's a personal slur on my lack of productivity, when it isn't. They're just trying to do something nice for themselves, but I feel the shame of it regardless. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. But I think we have to, like you said, cut ourselves some slack. Don't put too much pressure on ourselves. You know, write a little list of things that you'd quite like to do, maybe, but same time, don't go crazy at yourself if you don't manage to get it done. Yeah. You know, just try and just tackle each day as it comes. And like I said, just deal with the anxiety and the pressure.
I tell you, on the positives, Lisa, I've learned a lot in our pub quizzes.
You're really good. I mean, I
know. I've got it. We both have got a lot more knowledge now about things. Yeah. I can't remember any of it right now.
I can't remember any of it. But in the moment, we feel wiser.
We do.
Brighter and wiser and better human beings, more well-rounded, because, you know, they cover a lot of different topics. So that's our educational moment.
I know one. There's 10,000 acres, 10,000 square meters in a hectare. There you go. Oh. And I'm better for knowing that now.
Yeah. You are. I love it.
I think what we're going through at the moment, actually, I was talking about this the other day to somebody, I think it's about, it's a real test of your ability to maintain some perspective and context, because I think, you know, we're all in our own heads. We've all got a lot of time on our hands suddenly, I think, to think and overthink. And I think what's more important than ever right now is just to always try and maintain perspective about, you know, where you're at, and without being too cliched about it. I think it's very easy to sit here and think about things negatively in a half empty kind of way, like, you know, oh, I'm stuck in the house, or, you know, I've got nothing to do. And I'm really trying hard myself to try and flip all of those negative thoughts. And it's easier said than done, because obviously we all have bad days, but, you know, I really am trying. It's things like, you know, I'm glad I'm in a house I like. I'm glad I'm in a house with people I like. You know, I'm glad my family are safe. You know, it's all those things. It sounds really cliche, but I think it's hard. But I think trying to maintain a little bit of perspective and realizing that, you know, it's not great for anyone. Everyone is suffering to some degree with what's going on. But, you know, some people have got it a lot, lot worse. And I think trying to maintain that level of perspective is really, really important for the majority of us right now, I think. And it's, like I said, it's easier said than done. But I think it's a real test of our mettle in terms of, you know, maintaining that.
And if you're really bored, it's not going to last forever. We know it's not going to last forever. You know, we know that there is, we don't exactly know when the end is in, you know, when it's going to come, like when is lockdown going to actually be lifted, but we know it's not going to be forever. So we just have to do things that make us feel good. And just like you say, keep positive and just stay away from the news when you start like getting sucked into a news hole. Just try and sort of step away from it. Go for a walk, you know, do nice things for yourself, spray some perfume, you know, write a list of the things you're grateful for. Like I was going back to that gratitude and that, you know, it's exactly what you were saying. Just, you know, the little things like being in surroundings that you feel safe and that you like, you know, and with people that you love. And, you know, if you're able to have a nice meal and things that you want to eat and, you know, a nice bottle of wine or whatever it is, all those little things would just really help, I think, or what they've helped
me. Amen. And you can always email us if you're bored. Just email us.
Yeah, I totally will.
We'll respond. So
absolutely. No, it's I was thinking as well, it's a really interesting time, I think, whereby I am certainly of extreme. I'm either watching something really highbrow and heavyweight, or I'm watching something totally lightweight and frothy and familiar. Are you guys doing that, where you're literally going from one extreme to the other?
Like I'm doing all lols time.
I'm just watching fun stuff. There's a few dramas that I need to catch up on. Like I want to watch The Tunnel, The Nest, all these kind of these sort of dramas that I haven't seen yet. But then I'm kind of watching a bit of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and then we'll watch a little bit of a few documentaries here and there, but equally I haven't been watching that much TV. I mean, time has been going, it has been going quite fast each day, you know.
Sometimes I think it's
sort of passing in a really weird way. It's almost going more quickly than it usually does. You know, I'm all of a sudden, I'm like, Jesus, how is it Thursday already? How is it Friday already? Yeah. And the weeks are flying by. So,
but it's funny, isn't it?
Because I don't know. Yeah. It's a strange time.
Yeah, I feel a bit like that, because in many respects, I'm like, oh my God, we've been in lockdown for a month. And I'm thinking, that's gone quite quickly. And then on the flip side, I'm like, oh my God, can I do this for another month? It's a really funny thing. But I think it's interesting. Ultimately, you know, we are more similar than we are different. And I was talking to a friend who works for the record industry, and he was talking about how the music charts are looking, and it's so now full of lots of familiar classic artists' greatest hits. Like, you know, Elton John is back in the top 20, Oasis' greatest hits. It's almost like people are looking for those like cultural, like comforting touch points to make them sort of feel reassured, I guess, at a very unsettled time. It's quite interesting.
God, I wouldn't, if a million £1 million was up for grabs, I wouldn't be able to tell you what was in the charts right now. That's just something I haven't even listened to. I've had six music on in the background. That's been like getting me through, which is amazing because it's a real nice eclectic mix of music throughout the day. So, you know, there's a little bit of Elton John in there occasionally sometimes. But I wouldn't be able to tell you what's going on in the charts. I'm so far removed from that now. It's so weird.
I guess
I've got a lot of time on my hands at the moment. But anyway, guys, if you are listening, and like I said, you've got some top tips to help us all get through these strange quarantine times, do email us. We'd love to hear from you. Or if you're just bored and want to say hello, as Joe said, we love hearing from you, and we will email you back. The email address once again is isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so I've just been eating like my weight in everything, basically in the cupboards. But one of my favorite kind of foods at the moment are chocolate and cheese. And is it just me? But when I meet people or talk to people who don't like either, I just feel like we shouldn't be friends. Like we've got nothing in common.
I don't know if I've ever met anyone who doesn't like cheese or chocolate.
Oh my God. I know one of my friends who's a really good friend doesn't like either. And I think she doesn't like cheese because she knows it's bad for her, but she genuinely doesn't like chocolate. And I just don't, I just don't get it. I don't understand.
Cheese is great for you.
Cheese is so good. You know,
I mean, I've heard the obviously there's been, what is it, a 22% rise in alcohol sales since we've been in quarantine. I would love to know how what the sale uptake's been on cheese and chocolate. So I bet you there's been a huge spike in that as well, don't you think?
I've definitely bought a lot of cheese. Yeah, a lot of cheese. In fact, watch this space. Yeah, there's a little surprise coming for you later, Lisa Snowden. But it's,
that sounds ominous.
It really does. And yeah. Watch this space. But I do hope it's a bloody big hamper of cheese because I just can't get enough of it. I can eat it just on its own. I can stick it on pasta. I can put it on potatoes. I could literally add it to vegetables, like anything. And it just is
delicious. You can melt it into your tequila.
You can have a cheese and chocolate toasty.
Yeah.
Oh my God, amazing. And chocolate, I'm as obsessed with chocolate, you know. I can't choose between the two.
What do you think is the best chocolate of all time?
Oh.
Well, that's a hard one because I like divine chocolate. I like the darker the better for me. So I like really cheap chocolate.
Yeah.
So I had some mini eggs over the weekend and they used to be my favourite ever chocolates. But because I've sort of trained myself more to have the dark stuff now, they tasted so sugary and so milky.
And so good, right?
It's that good, bad chocolate, you know? It's that sort of good, not much percentage of chocolate in there, but still quite tasty. But no, I prefer the dark stuff. So there's this chocolate called Joy that I really like. And that is ironically, considering how much I like cheese, it's a vegan chocolate, which is bizarre, but it's got less refined sugar and all this stuff in it. So it's like a healthy chocolate, but it's so good. And they do like salty caramel. They do fudges. They do all these different semi-healthy treats.
I've never tasted a vegan chocolate that I like.
Really?
I'm afraid.
To get a little bundle to Joe,
don't make the vegan. Don't make the vegans angry at us, Joe. Stop it.
Well,
no, I know.
But they can't come and get me at the moment. Yeah.
You're safe.
Very safe behind, safe behind your computer. Yeah. They can't find
Lisa,
you.
Lisa, do you like all cheese? Because I even have like a sort of weird thing about people who don't like smelly cheeses. Because I get that some people, you know, don't like all cheese. But I understand people that go, oh, no, I don't like smelly cheese. I don't like blue cheese. Because I just love those ones.
I'm not crazy about the blue stuff, if I'm honest. I'm not. If that's the only thing that's left in the fridge, then I will eat it. But I went to Scotland for my birthday and we had all these amazing cheeses. One called the Minga cheese, which is, it sounds revolting, but it's yummy. It's quite a soft cheese with holes in it, but it's a Minga. And there was some amazing cheese in Scotland.
Can I have a Minga melt, please?
Yeah. Can I have a Minga tuna melt? Exactly. But so, I mean, I do like most cheese. Let's be honest, I do. And the fridge at the moment is very, it's got a very pungent smell going on every time we open it.
That's not the cheese, babe. Yeah,
that's not the cheese. That's the food I forgot to throw away at the weekend. That's just been in there for days. Yeah. But no, we've got a really lucky. So when we're on in self isolation, we've got this really great place around the corner called Bombetta, and they've got this Italian deli, and they delivered a little care package with tons of different cheese and like truffle pecorino and just some lovely Italian cheeses. And so yeah, we're very cheesed out, having crazy cheese dreams when I have it before bed, which I love, really vivid Dreams.
Now, how do you?
Oh, really? Tell us more.
Saucy, cheesy dreams.
Yeah.
How do you feel, Lisa, about people at dinner who will order the cheese board as pudding?
Oh, I don't mind that.
Do you know? Well, see, because in my head, you'd have both, ideally.
I'd have both, but I wouldn't judge, because I can appreciate that sometimes you can't fit both in, let's be honest. Yeah. I usually savour them. You know, I've got like three different stomachs. I can, you know, do my start and my main, and then I can fit two desserts.
But I think the people who order the cheese, they're like the James Bond of the group. They're like the sophisticated ones. I always think that they're way more grown up and cleverer than me. That's if they true. Want cheese for their pudding. Whereas I don't know, I'll have the ice cream and sprinkles, and that marks me out as the child. Do you know what
ice
I mean?
Cream with extra sprinkles,
yeah.
But you're right, it's that sort of more calculating, that more sophisticated, that sort of, I'll wait till everybody eats their dessert and then I'll just have a little slice of cheese, a little quince.
Yeah. I'm far too superior to give into sugar. Yeah, exactly.
So they're judging us then, basically. They're basically judging us. I mean, I like a chocolate souffle into a cheese plate, so I'm just a pig. Bring on the cheese.
And that's all we wanted to hear, Lisa. That's the whole point of the podcast.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just, like I said, my friend, who I thought was one of my best friends, likes neither.
Well, she's not anymore.
Chocolate, and I just feel quite disappointed in her.
They're dead to you now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's got a six pack and the most amazing body, so maybe that's something to do with it. But is she happy deep down?
I think that's the thing. I think cheese and chocolate is joy. That's divine joy.
Yeah.
Especially exactly. right now.
Especially right now. I think do the things that make you happy. Eat the things that make you happy.
I'm going to end this podcast. I'm going to end this podcast and go and get a chunk of cheese and a glass of wine.
Me too.
You always do things in style, Jelvin.
That's 100% what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Oh, well. I think we should cheers the fact that we've actually got through our first remote recording. We're still talking to each other. We can still hear each other. That's a result, everyone.
That's amazing. Thank you for doing. Thank you so much for joining us, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for having me so much. It's been a pleasure to talk to you both. And
I really appreciate it when you're moderately busy that you managed to found time to do it.
Squeezed you in. It was tough. It was tough getting you in that schedule, but I managed it.
I am super grateful, and I will see you for wine and cheese night on Friday.
Love it. Can't wait.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you guys for listening, and hopefully we'll see you again with another episode very, very soon.
Love you, James.
Oh, thanks, Joe. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.